بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة عبد الرحمن بن صخر رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: ما نهيتكم عنه فاجتنبوه، وما أمرتكم به فافعلوا منه ما استطعتم، فإنما أهلك الذين من قبلكم كثرة مسائلهم واختلافهم على أنبيائهم. رواه البخاري ومسلم. حدث أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه عبد الرحمن بن صخر رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: What I have forbidden for you, avoid. What I have ordered you to do, do as much of it as you can. For verily, it was only the excessive questioning and their disagreeing with their prophets that destroyed the nations who were before you. Bukhari and Muslim. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alamin. He was a mercy for the worlds. Many times we find in a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam desired something, but out of fear that it may become too difficult for the ummah, then he didn't make it compulsory upon us. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in one hadith: "Lola an ashqa ala ummati la amartum bis siwaki ma kulli salatin." Or kama qal, that had it not been for the fear that it will be difficult for my ummah, then I would have ordered them to make miswak, to use the miswak for every salah. So this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this hadith we learn that we are prohibited from excessive questioning, because this practice destroyed the previous nations. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned his ummah against adopting the same attitude. Therefore, we should refrain from asking unnecessary questions, poking into finer details and technicalities, asking questions that will lead to confusion or doubt, or questions that will bring unnecessary difficulty upon us when the instruction was a simple one to execute. We define the incidents of in the Quran Sharif. The incident of Bani Israel is quite famous, where they were ordered to slaughter that cow. The order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, and they started questioning that what type of cow, what color, etc., etc. And this became very difficult for them. فَذَبَحُوا وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. They almost didn't perform this action because of how difficult it became. So we also prohibited from asking this excessive questioning, unnecessary questioning. And to understand this hadith that was just read now, is a background to this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to mention this particular hadith. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, he addressed the Sahaba radiallahu anhu and said, "O people, Allah has made Hajj compulsory upon you. So perform Hajj." A man asked every year, "O Messenger of Allah," Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained silent. The man asked the same question three times. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "If I said yes, لَقُلْتُ نَعَمْ, it Hajj would become compulsory upon you to perform every year, and you would not be able to do it. لَمَسْتَطَعْتُ." So this was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Didn't want it to become difficult upon the ummah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "Leave me as I leave you, for that which destroyed those before you was their questioning and their disagreement with their messengers. So when I tell you to do something, do of it that which you are able to the best of your ability. And if I forbid you from something, then leave it alone." The hadith forbids asking about those things which are clearly halal and haram, as this may prompt a revelation to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thus bringing about a difficult injunction upon this ummah. In this hadith, our attention has also been drawn to the fact that we should be acting upon the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and avoiding his prohibitions. This will be keep us busy enough so that we do not have to ask unnecessary questions. Remember in madrasa, one of our satida, somebody came to mention one incident where someone came to Ghaliban ibn Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi and asked him the name of the mother of a certain Nabi. So Hazrat replied to him that, asked him certain questions about salah and wudu, if he was unaware of what he needed to know. Then Hazrat told him that, if Allah Ta'ala asks you, then come to me. So he didn't know the necessary things which he needed to know, but he was asking things where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself didn't mention about in the Quran. So this is what we learn from this hadith. Whatever we are supposed to do, whatever we are supposed to know and practice, that's what we should do. And unnecessary questioning, this is what we are prohibited from. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the correct understanding. From this hadith also, the fuqaha have also drawn one principle. They extracted one principle: daf'ul mafasid awla min jalbil masalih. That to repel harm is better, or is given preference to drawing benefit. This is a principle when there's two things. Obviously, you're not talking about the fara'id where we are told to do certain things. For example, salah, that we have to do. But when there's some nafil, and when there's a clash, for example, between some nafil and something which we have to do, we are prohibited from. For example, a simple example in our day-to-day life we may face, coming to the masjid, for example, somebody is blocking someone, is obstructing somebody, and he wants to perform his nafil salah. So, to remove that vehicle, to move that vehicle out of the way, would be given preference to performing nafil salah. Why? Because to cause taklif to somebody is impermissible. And nafil salah, although it may be rewarding, but here the demand is that we should remove our vehicle. So, daf'ul mafasid, awla min jalbil masalih. To repel harm is given preference to that which draws benefits. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice and grant us the correct understanding.